you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I want to preach just a little while on this thought this evening in verse 1, where he says, the mercies of God. Amen. I want to preach for just a few moments on the mercies of God. And as we look at this, just as a little intro, we look at this thing and we see that it's instructed us in a way that a Christian ought to live. Amen. Yeah. The way that we should live because of God's grace and His mercy. And we see that the duty that's built upon the doctrine that God gives us. Amen. Now, a lot of people say, I had a preacher tell me one time, said, preacher, you don't need to be preaching doctrine. That's all we got to preach. That's teaching and instruction from the Word of God. And if we're not going to teach teaching and instruction from this blessed book, what are we teaching? Amen. So I thank God that there's a God of heaven that'll help us today. And He'll give us that He's applied, amen, here in Romans, that we can apply it to our hearts and to our lives. So that we can be all that God would have us to be. Praise the Lord. Now we see Paul has laid this out in the book of Romans. A whole lot of biblical instruction that he's given to God's people. And he gets down here in chapter 1, verse 1 of chapter 12, and he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. Now I've told you before that whenever you get to a therefore, you need to stop and realize what it's there for. Amen? Why it's there to begin with. And we see this as a connective, amen. This connective, therefore, is there for a reason. Because it's pointing to the mercies of God. Ain't you glad we serve a merciful God tonight? Amen. He's a God of wrath. Amen. He can come down hard when He needs to. But our God is a merciful God. Even in wrath, He tends to show mercy. Amen. Ain't you glad He does? Amen. Praise the Lord. But we see the mercies of God, and it's pointing to some statements that we need to realize. Amen. That Christians have some help from the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. Because of the mercies of God, we've been justified by faith in Christ Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Yeah. Did you get that? Because of God's mercies, we've been justified by faith. Amen. Not in just anything, but our faith in Christ Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. Now, He came from heaven, as Malachi was saying. He was that propitiation. He was that price. He paid that price on Calvary for me and you. So that we could go free. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, that make us free to sin? God forbid. It makes us free to worship God and give Him praise, honor, and glory because He's so merciful to you and I. Amen. Praise God. And He just keeps getting better to us. So we see in the instruction here, because of the mercies of God, that we're justified by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. But not only are we justified in faith in Lord Jesus Christ, but we're sanctified by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I've preached and preached till I guess about blue in the face. And we can't do this by ourselves. We have the sweet Spirit of God that abides in us. Amen. He indwells us. He comes and takes up His abode. Kicks off His shoes, praise God. Sets up housekeeping in the soul of man. Yeah. Amen. Those that are born again. Praise God, you have a helper in the Holy Spirit of God. We have a help, praise God, that'll help us in every situation. We can count on Him, praise the Lord. So we see this justified by faith in the Son. We say we're sanctified by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's to be glorified as heirs of God the Father. Amen. In a little while, praise God, we've got something spectacular, Brother Bud, to look forward to. Amen. Praise God. To be glorified in God Almighty. Amen. Take it as heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. What an expectation we have. Amen. Praise God. When we're allowed to be part of royalty, when we're allowed to be partakers with Christ Jesus. You say, preacher, when's that going to take place? Praise God. If we're ready, He can take place right now. Amen. Partakers with Christ Jesus. Amen. In the kingdom of God. praising and giving God glory for the blessed hope and the promises that we have. Amen. We're a blessed people. Amen. The Lord Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. He came to whosoever will. Praise God. And when you're that whosoever will and you take, praise God, that offering made to you, that gift. Amen. You receive it unto yourself. Praise God. Things begin to turn around. Praise God. Things begin to get better. You begin to get lifted. You begin to get lifted up, praise God, and brought out. And God begins to bless you. Why? Because of the mercies of God. It's what does that. Amen. It's not just something that's nonchalant. But praise God, it's something that's real. And it's in the view to such mercies, praise God, as God is speaking to us to come and He appeals us unto a consecrated state. A place of consecration. Brother Rex was talking about that this morning. Amen. Coming and submitting ourselves to God. Committing ourselves to God. Amen. Allowing God to be our ever-present help. Amen. Praise God, doing those things for us that's so needful in the day and the hour that we live. The things that we can't do. So we begin to see God, Paul says, we begin to see those mercies of God. He says, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God. He says, because of those mercies that we're allowed, that we're enabled to be able to present ourselves, amen, to God. Amen. Before Jesus saved me by His marvelous grace, because of the mercy of God, I had nothing to offer Him. Amen. But because He saved me, glory be to God. Amen. Saved me out of the mess and the muck and the mire that I was in. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, hey, people, hey, you know, these people don't believe that. They don't believe that God has a book of life and He writes your name in. Well, one day they'll find out because they're going to stand before Him. Amen. And He's going to bring out the book of life and another book. And He's going to judge you according to those books. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. At the great white throne judgment, unbelievers will be judged on what they on their name being in the book of life, and it's not there. And they're going to pull out of it. They said, but Lord, we've done all kinds of good things. Did we not cast out devils in your name? He said, depart from me, for I never knew you. Amen. Never received, never recognized the true mercies of God. How merciful and how graceful, praise God, He is to me and you. He said that we would present our bodies, your bodies, a living sacrifice. Now see, with a view to this, recognizing the consecration, we see an act of gratitude. Amen. We do it because of an act of gratitude. Now, we don't do it to earn God's favor. Amen. We do it because we have received God's favor. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We can't work it up. Praise God, but praise God, we can receive it. Amen. Amen. We worship the Lord. We have gratitude. We present ourselves because of the gratitude that we have. Because God come to us when we couldn't get to Him. He saved us out of the muck and the mire. He lifted us up, brought us out, praise God. Put on shoes on our feet, a ring on our hand, a clothes on our back, praise God. Clothed us in His righteousness that He might present us to Himself. The true, sure mercies of God. Praise God. So we show that gratitude for what He's done for us. Those mercies that we receive from God. A merciful God. You say, well, preacher, why do you call Him a merciful God? Because if it would have been me or you, He would have just cast you off into hell and you'd been done. Amen. But I'm glad we serve a merciful God. Amen. Wonder how many times, Brother Rex talking about this, wonder how many chances He gave you. How many chances did He give you to be saved? Amen. How many times the Holy Ghost of God deal with your heart and you rejected the unction of God to be saved? The sure mercies of God. But He loved you enough, He come to you again. And again, praise God, He dealt with your heart. But one day, praise God, He'll come the last time to a lot of folks. He'll come the last time with mercy in His wings and try to save an old sinner, but they'll turn him away one time. Amen. Listen, it's not the drugs and the alcohol that's filling this community that's going to send so many folks to hell. It's not the pornography and the wickedness and the sex perversion that's going to send folks to hell. Amen. It's rejecting the precious Lamb of God. The Lord Jesus Christ. It's rejecting Him that sends them to hell. Amen. But it's the sure mercies of God. Amen. That accepts them to be saved, sanctified, set aside. Amen. Consecrated to God Almighty. Amen. So we see this act is an act of self-dedication. Amen. Amen. It makes us to become agents of the Lord. It makes us become those that He can use for His glory. Amen. And it's because of His mercy, because the favor that He showed to you and I, praise God, that we want to do this. Amen. Hello? We should want to serve the Lord. We should be looking, hello, listen to me. We should be looking for opportunities to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To point somebody to Jesus, to show them a merciful God who loves them and cares for them. If we were doing that, these two folks that killed themselves and committed suicide in this community in the last couple of days, praise God, they might still be here. If we had appointed them and showed them the love of God and pointed them toward Jesus Christ and showed them the mercy of a loving God. Amen. Amen. But God says, because God has been merciful to me and you, praise God, we ought to have a desire to show Him to somebody. Yes, amen. To show them what He did for me and show Him what He did for you. Amen. Show them what He can do for them. Amen. That He's came to seek and save them. He wants to save them from the mess of this world. This world we live in, it's an enemy. Amen. It's an enemy. It's an enemy to anybody that would try to do right. Amen. The devil, the demons of hell, amen, is our enemies to me and you. But I want to say the biggest enemy we have is our old flesh. Our old flesh is an enemy to me and you. Amen. But God said, He said, because of the mercies of God, He said, we can present our bodies a living sacrifice. He said, we might become agents and instruments of God, something that He could use. Amen. I wonder, now they said about, I guess the church about Hife was what? Hife here tonight was here this morning. Amen. What if they 70 this morning, so if I say they 35 here tonight, they 40 here tonight, glory to God. Amen. So if 40 people, praise God, stepped out of here in faith tomorrow because of sure mercies, God, and present yourself a living sacrifice. See, God don't want some cold dead something. He, for a long time, they was offering up dead sacrifices. Hello? They would take those sacrifices down their throat. They would slay them before the altar, and then they would lay them on the altar. But God said, He said, I had enough of that. He said, I don't want no more dead sacrifices. He said, I'd like to have some living sacrifices. He said, I'd like to have some folks that's on fire for God, that's geared up, praise God, primed up through the Holy Ghost of God, step out on faith, praise God, and go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. Lifting up the name of the Lord. He said, I don't want no dead sacrifices. He said, it's time for some living sacrifices. Pray God. Praise the Lord. So we see it's an act of gratitude. But not only is it an act of gratitude to make us instruments unto the Lord, it's an act of activity. Amen. It's an active gratitude. Amen. The living sacrifice, it becomes animated. Amen. The sacrifice is no longer dead. But praise God, God said, you know what? I don't care nothing about those dead sacrifices. He said, what I'd like to have is a living sacrifice. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, those dead sacrifices couldn't do nothing. Hey, praise God, except push sin back just a little bit. But He said a living sacrifice, praise God, will bring glory to God. Amen. Amen. Living sacrifices, animated sacrifices is what God's are looking for. Those that's geared up and primed up and ready to go out and serve the Lord. That's why we said, Brother Rex said this morning, he was teaching about how we need to be about the Father's business, and we not need to assemble ourselves together as the custom of some is. Amen? Because we need to get in here and get the help that we need so we can go out there and help somebody. Amen? I guarantee you, listen, children, by this time next week, you'll run across a dozen people that could use some help. Amen. They could use some direction. They could use some love. They could use some compassion. And because of the sure mercy of God, because He loved you and saved you, praise God, we ought to have that same to give ourselves, make ourselves a living sacrifice. Amen. An act and an activity, praise God, of serving the Lord and giving Him glory and praise. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I just don't know how to witness. Praise God, all you got to do is say, glory to God, Jesus saved me. Amen. Somebody asked you what you're talking about. And you get the praise of the Lord, you might just get, Brother Lynn, you might just get beside yourself. And people be talking about, they be talking about you. Praise God, they say, that fellow over there, he's crazy. Amen. He acts plumb peculiar. Amen. Praise God, they say, and it comes back to you, say, them people think you're crazy. But why you act like that? Say, glory be to God, brother. Say, praying, I'm crazy about my Savior. Amen. Amen. Because of sure mercies of God, I'm saved, praise God, and I ain't ashamed to say it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell it wherever I go. Amen. Animated because of faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Outside of Jesus, there is no faith. There is no hope. There is no true religion outside of faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's the only gospel we have. If we try to preach another, Paul said, it's a false doctrine. It's a false gospel. Amen. But the gospel we preach, the gospel we proclaim, is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's teaching instruction on a life of service. Dedicating of the body. Hello? Amen? Dedicating of the body. See, we give our body to everything. Amen? We use our body for this, and we use our body for that, and we send our body here, and we send our body there, and we do this with our body and that with our body. Hello? With this flesh that we live in. Amen. Whenever we do things in this world, praise God, what we're doing, brother, and you may not want to think about it this way, but you're sending your body to do those things. Amen. You're in charge. Hello? You are in charge. You're one responsible for your actions. Now, I know we're living in a day and hour, and I say, well, preacher, you know the reason they did that? Because their mama, their daddy were crazy back in 1947, and they just don't know no better. I will say, praise be to God. They've got a mind to think for themselves. We have to learn to be responsible for ourselves. Amen. We have to take responsibility. I have to take responsibility for me. And where my flesh goes, praise God, it's me that's sending it there. Amen. Because I submit to it and I allow it. Hey, praise God, I load it up and take it there. Amen. But he says, Paul's a telling here, he said, because God's been so merciful, glory be to God, we need just submit our body to God. Amen. Just turn it over for Him to use. So where you go, praise God, it'll be because God sent you. Because God needs you when you get there. Amen. Praise God. That reasonable sacrifice, that living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. He said, after all, it's your reasonable service. Amen? Reason that tells us, praise God, we ought to serve God because He's been good to us. Praise His holy name. So a life of service, a dedication of the body. Now, what do we see in this? We have as a result. Amen? As a result of transformation that takes place. Remember, I preached here several years ago. I preached on it, that transformation process, amen, where I preached on that remodeling job. Praise God, where I said you don't just go at it lightly, but praise God, you take a jackhammer to it. Praise God, you go in there and you bust it up. Amen, you bust it up and you bust it up where you get rid of all the junk, amen, get it out of your life so you can go with God. Amen. He said, what God's are looking for, praise God, in the mercies of God, He's trying to show us that transformation. He's trying to transform us in our character. Amen. Amen. He's trying to make us into different people. Those that love God and are looking for His appearing. Those are not satisfied with the status quo. But they're saying, you know what? I know my God's bigger than that. And I know my God's able to save. And I know my God's able to heal. Amen. Praise God. Because He is. Amen. I serve a great big God today. Amen. How about you? Amen. Hey, listen, don't you go classifying your God. Remember putting Him in the box. Our God's too big for a box. Amen. If my God had fit in the box, He wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen. But praise God, because of His sure mercies, praise God, He's made a way that we can be transformed, that our character can be changed in a likeness, in the image of a holy and a righteous God. Amen. He said, being transformed, your body is a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Would you reason, sir? And be not conformed to this world. Amen. So He said we need to be transformed and not conformed. Amen. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people today that's being conformed to the world. Brother Fry had a paper here. He brought the Asheville says time, and why anybody want to get that? It ain't nothing but a filthy rag. Amen. It ain't fit the line of the bottom of a bird cage. But he brought that in this day, and they had a churches that were endorsing putting up paintings, murals of satanic things in the church. Because it would draw the young people in. The guy was painting pictures of zombies. You know, I had a thought here a while back. I said, why in the world does anybody want to paint pictures of zombies? And somebody told me, I said, yeah, preacher, there's no such thing as zombies. And I got to thinking, I said, no, you're wrong. There is such thing as zombies. So we have zombies walking all around us. He said, without Christ, you're dead in your sins. Without Christ, you're dead in your trespasses. You're dead in your sin. So there's zombies all around us today. So they're trying to gather together the zombies. Amen. They're trying to pacify the zombies with worldly things. Oh, the church is getting hooked. They're being taken in by hook, line, and sinker. Amen. And they're conforming to the things of this world instead of being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Being transformed by the precious Word of God. That'll set you free, praise God. But he said that now Paul gives two things here. He gives a negative and he gives a positive. Amen. The negative is, he said, not conform or fashion to this age. Amen. He said, that's a negative sign. He said, we can't be conformed to this age, this era, this day that we live. Amen. People say all the time, they say, well, preacher, you know, if you'd just lighten up a little. Amen. Brother Bill was kidding. But we took the boys camping. And while us men were down there trying to entertain all these boys, Brother Bill snuck off with his fly rod and went down to the creek and caught a whole mess of trout. All pretty ones, Brother Bud. About like that. Good eating size. And when I come back up to the camper that night, he said, preacher, come here, I want to show you something. I said, all right. He went over and he opened the cooler up. And he had done gutted them out and done beheaded them, cleaned them up good. He said, preacher, there's a whole bunch of trout. Amen. He said, and I said, glory to God, brother. Praise the Lord. God done bless you. He said, no, preacher. He said, them's for you. I said, glory to God. Amen, brother. But he put his hand on my shoulder. He said, all I ask is one thing. And I said, what's that, Brother Bill? He said, that you ease up on us just a little. Amen. He said, that you just ease up just a little with your preaching. Amen. I just grinned at him real big. Sunday morning, I got up, briar back, just preached the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A God who loves us and a God that hates sin. And after service, he come to me and said, preacher, he said, you didn't let up a bit. He said, what about the fish? I said, Brother Bill, they wasn't big enough. Amen. Glory be to God. My God is big enough. I'm going to stay with Him. I'm going to keep telling the story. I'm going to stay with the truth because my God is merciful. Amen. Amen. Even in His wrath, He loves me. He said not to be transformed, conformed to the world, but to be transformed. You know what that word, what it means when we're conformed? That means we've come to a place where we exclude God. We take Him out. He said, well, preacher, that never happened. This is the United States of America. Really? Have you seen God in the school lately? Have you seen God in the courthouse lately? Have you heard about God in the White House lately? Amen. A conformed to an age is an age where they take away God. And when you take away God, you take away godliness. Amen. You end up in a place of total, absolute godliness. Amen. They was a bunch of people pitching a fit because a football team got together yesterday or sometime here recently before a game because the boys wanted to pray before they went out on the field. And because the coach stayed in the huddle with them, praise God, they want to get rid of him. Because he stayed there and prayed with his team. I tell you what, I'd have more respect. I have more respect for him than anybody in this country. Because he was sending them out where they might be hurt, they might be injured. And he said, boys, if you'd want to pray and have the protection of God's hand upon you, glory be to God, go for it. I'm here with you. He didn't quit. He didn't back off. He said, go ahead, we'll pray. Amen. Amen. They said, there's a world. You know why people don't want to? Because of selfishness. Amen. We're living in a world to be conformed. Amen. It's to exclude God and to just be turned over to selfishness. Totally self. It's all about me. Amen. Now, the atheist is the one that's... By the way, there's not a true atheist. When he gets in a bind, the first thing he'll say is, oh, God. Amen? There's no true atheist in this world. When they get in a bind, they'll cry out for God. Amen? Just hope God will still hear them. But because of selfishness. That's why these atheists got this thing up, this petition against this coach. Because he's doing things that they don't agree with. Amen? They want to have their way. They want to have their say. They want to have their day. And by the way, they have one. You know that? Amen? The atheists have their day. They went before court. And they said, hey, we've got all Easter and Christmas and all these other holidays. We want to have our day. And the judge threw the case out. He said, wait a minute. You got to hear us. He said, no, I don't. He said, you want a day? You've got a day. He said, what are you talking about? He said, April Fool's. He said, the Bible said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You have your day. Amen. Amen. And they want to conform us. They want to bring us in. They want us to deny and reject God. Praise God, He's been too good to me. Amen. He's been too good to me. But they want to do away with it. They want to be conformed. Why? Because they want to exclude God. Because of selfishness. Because they're following the prince and the power of this present world. Amen. Anybody wants to get out of God, anybody that's ashamed of God, praise God, they're following the wrong prince. Amen. Anybody that's ashamed of Christ Jesus, our Savior, He's not their Savior. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Praise God. Bless His holy name. But they want to exclude Him. That's the negative part. But He said there was a positive part. He said, but be ye transformed. He's talking about you, what takes place in the mind, the body, and the soul, the spirit of man. Amen. Be transformed into the will of God. Amen. He said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, a reviving of your intellect. That your mind could get wrapped around just how good God is. Because of those mercies of God, because mercy's been the mercy of God has been bestowed upon you. Praise God, He said, you get to thinking about it. You get to meditating about it. Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you started thinking about how good God is? Amen? Well, let me tell you how to jog your mind. Go up there early tomorrow morning and you take you a trip through a mission hospital, and you just go up there and you look through, you go from floor to floor to floor, and you just look at the people up there, you look at the pitiful shape that people's in, praise God, you come out of there, well, you'll come out of there humbled. Amen. You'll realize how merciful God is to you. You'll come out there praising God, shouting and giving God glory. There'll be a renewing of the mind. There'll be a transformation takes place. Praise God when you get around and you see it. He said, why? Because of that proof that we have. Amen. The positive is that we're transformed into the will of God. To an indwelling presence of the God of heaven. Amen. By the renewing of your mind. He said, you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. When we come around, when we realize the mercy of God, then we seek to be in the perfect will of God. Amen. We get the desiring to be pleasing to God. I wonder how many people today are sitting in our fundamental, independent, Bible-believing churches, and they don't even think about the will of God. They don't think about the goodness of God. They don't even think about the purpose of God. What's the purpose of God? What's the purpose of God in your life? Amen. Amen. He said, the purpose is to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. To perfect our life is to prove that God is a merciful God. Amen. And we do that by our life and by our living. Amen. Brother Bill, you say all the time, people say, well, you know what? You said, if you claim to be a child of God, you've got to live it. Amen. But I want to say, glory to God, you can't live it without the liver. Amen. It takes Christ in you, that hope of glory, in order to live a victorious life in His name. Praise the Lord. Amen. It takes that before we get anything from God. But He said it's to prove that what's good and acceptable and perfect. What's perfect? God. Amen. God is perfect. We're not. Amen. But it allows us, because of His mercies, it allows us to come along and give Him perfect praise. Amen. It allows us to come to a place because of the mercies of God that we can come along and give Him the perfect praise that's due a holy and a righteous God. Lifting up His name, thanking Him and praising Him for all that He's done for us. Paul was telling the Romans here, praise God, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, the therefore is there to tell us, praise God, because of the doctrine, because of the truth that we know about Him, amen, we can have a blessed hope. Amen. We can submit our bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Not conforming to the world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Said, you know what? My mind is bigger, praise God, and God's a speaking to my heart, and God's a giving, showing me things that's out of this world. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm seeing things beyond this life. Amen. I'm looking to the future. And the future just keeps getting brighter and brighter. Amen. Praise God. It's just getting better and better. Gooder and gooder. Praise the Lord. And one day in a little while, I'm going to fly away. Amen.